Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 44, the verses 1 to 8, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 to 8. But now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand the Lord's and will take the name Israel. The Lord, not idols. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people, and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. My theme for reflection is rooted in God's sovereign promise. Rooted in God's sovereign promise. Have you ever felt abandoned, or are you grappling with a sense of isolation right now? Perhaps you are confronting challenges that leave you yearning for a word of comfort to ease your pain and dry your tears. In moments like these, the text of Isaiah 44:1-8 speaks directly to our hearts, offering a profound reassurance that we are held securely in God's hands, cherished, and never forgotten. Imagine, if you would, God speaking to us directly with warmth and affection. He reminds us that He is our Creator, the one who formed us even before we drew our first breath. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. These words are not merely poetic. They reveal the depth of God's engagement in our lives. It is a declaration of His omnipotence and a testament to His personal investment in each of us. This passage invites us to realize that our relationship with God is not distant or formal. It is intimate and familial. He assures us of our chosen status, affirming that His presence in our lives is unwavering, regardless of the shifting sands of our circumstances. So as you reflect on these verses, allow yourself to feel the embrace of God's words, letting them wrap around you like a comforting blanket, reminding you that you are indeed precious in His eyes, never abandoned, always loved, and forever held in His omnipotent hands. In verse 3 of Isaiah 44, there is a deeply comforting promise from God. He vows to pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. This vivid imagery of refreshing water, reviving parched earth, resonates with symbolism. It mirrors the rejuvenating work of God's Spirit, breathing life and blessing into our moments of spiritual aridity. This promise isn't fleeting. It is enduring, stretching across generations, suggesting a boundless and continual blessing. My dear friends, in His declaration, God emphasizes his sovereignty and his unmatched uniqueness as the one true God. When he proclaims himself as the first and the last, he affirms that no other gods exist beside him. This powerful assertion is a reassurance designed to instill confidence and dispel fear, particularly during our most challenging times. As we embark on our life's journeys, let us be encouraged to see ourselves as part of a continuous stream of God's redemptive history. By doing so, we not only reinforce our own faith, but also become beacons of God's truth and love to the world around us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do we affirm our identity in relation to God, especially in times when our faith is tested? Number two, how can we more actively declare our faith and allegiance to God in our daily lives, serving as living testimonies of his power and love? Lord Almighty, remind us continually that we are your created, chosen, and cherished ones. Pour your Spirit upon us, revitalizing our dry places and refreshing our spirits. Help us to boldly declare our identity in you, standing as witnesses to your power and faithfulness. May we always remember that apart from you, there is no other rock. And may our lives reflect this truth in every word and deed. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.